Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's Monday, the 12th of August, 2019.
A little easy in there, Carl.
You know, I hate it when I do that. Somebody better bring me some paper towels because I have coffee everywhere. Yes.
Right,
started my morning off. Because my own fault. My own fault. I was moving things back to where they're supposed to be, and I just spilled coffee all over myself. Okay, let's start all over again. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Free Fire Radio here on the 12th of August, 2019, 7:06 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. No, it isn't. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. This has really been a good start. Here, wait a minute. Here, take these and try and dry this off, if that's possible. That's the show today. Covered with coffee.
Computer's okay, though, right?
Computer's fine, right. And I had a lid on it. Otherwise, this could have been a real disaster, because we don't let anybody walk in here in the studios without a lid on their coffee or drinks because of things just like this. Oh, okay. I'm ready now. Where was I? Oh, good morning to Jason. And, of course, Ashley's in here cleaning up after me. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
How you doing? What's the weather look like for this week?
well, right now it's 70 degrees with a little bit of humidity outside, about 60%. And today's high is going to be at 98 degrees with a low tonight of 68. Tomorrow we're actually going to get up to 99 degrees with a low of 70 degrees in the evening. And then for the rest of the week, we are actually getting back into the 100s with 103, 102. And Friday we'll dip down again back to 95. So.
Wow. Well, so it looks like it's going to be one of those weeks, but no rain, huh?
Yeah, no rain in sight.
Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And Anderson, who... Did you use your... Is that what that's for? Okay, because Ashley's in here, and she always has this kind of like... I thought it was an attractive scarf that she just has, you know, tied around it. And then around her. And then... But you're using it for... Use it for cleaning up after I spill coffee.
Yes.
This is the first time I've spilled coffee in years.
I use it for all sorts of things. And, you know, if the handle of the car is hot, then it ends up being an oven mitt. If it ends up...
Like a cowboy's bandana.
Kind of something like that, yeah. If they spilled coffee in studios, if that was a thing.
Well, anyway.
It's
an auspicious way to start off my day, that's for sure.
Well, it's Monday, so everyone else is like, okay, well, at least my Monday can't be that bad.
Oh, that's true, because I do it in front of thousands of people. All right, everybody. Okay, hey, look, today we've got a lot of things to talk about. The biggest one, of course, is Jeffrey Epstein dead. The conspiracy theorists are out in force. How come? Well... Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, let's just go back. And this is the guy that they arrested for underage sex with girls. He's the one that cost the housing and urban development guy to have to resign because he was the U.S. Attorney down there that made a deal to get a conviction against him, but not a big conviction. He spent no time in jail. He was able to go. You know, he was fined. He did have to register as a sex offender though. Anyway, they came back after him, put him in jail, and he's got a list of very, very important people that traveled with him down to his island where he allegedly had sex with underage girls, that they brought in girls underage for him and others. And they've linked him to the royal family, and Bill Clinton's name has come up many times as traveling down to the island with Epstein, all this. And then a photo of Trump from, like, 2003 or earlier also came up. And then they said, well, Trump knew him too. Well, the only thing I can say about that, then I'm going to go back and give the defense that Bill Clinton gave of himself, is that Trump is from New York, and he's one of the mega wealthy, and so was Epstein. And if you're in New York, I can't help but think that there's probably photos of all the mega wealthy with each other from various events and all that, because they also have photos of Trump receiving the NAACP, a Man of the Year, for helping out African Americans, which that photo doesn't float around a lot. Bill Clinton says, "Oh yeah, I know him, and I've traveled, and I went down there, but I've always had my Secret Service detail with me. I never travel by myself. I always have a Secret Service detail with me." I'm not sure if that's true. If they're always with him, so there was no way he could do anything when he was down there. They're outside his door. I don't believe that. I can't believe that Bill Clinton doesn't have kind of like, this is what I'm going to do, and Secret Service men and women are just trained to sworn to secrecy and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Anyway, Epstein hangs himself in the jail. You remember 6 days ago they got him? They found him in his jail cell that he had looked like he had tried to commit suicide. So here's 6 days later, no suicide watch. His cellmate transferred an hour and a half before he kills himself. Now, people get, they transfer him. Well, according to the reports, is that Epstein feared his jail cell, who was, this is the way they describe him, a hulking ex-cop from New York that was in jail for murder and drug charges, and that Epstein was afraid of him. So he gets transferred. An hour and a half later, Epstein kills himself. What about being on suicide watch? Well, he wasn't on suicide watch, but they were watching him. However, nobody was looking at his monitors because the guards were working substantial overtime, and nobody just checked that. Nobody checked that, his monitors or his cameras. The autopsy has been done, and the reports are, it hasn't come out yet, but the coroner of New York is confident that he killed himself. You know what? There are going to be people that never, ever believe that Epstein killed himself. Why would he kill himself? Well, there's lots of reasons, if you could go into that he was in jail. He was facing really strong charges of pedophilia, pandering, his whole life was going to go out and be in the public. Statements he's made, like he wanted to spread his DNA throughout the world, all these things were going to come out. Plus, there are files and videos and all types of things that belonged to him that supposedly tied him to some very, very, very important, powerful people. Were they used for blackmail? Nobody knows. Nobody's going to know, because with Epstein dead, the investigation stops. Investigation stops because he can't be questioned, or two, he cannot be questioned by the people that they were going to accuse of crimes, if any.
And I know some of his accusers, they feel like they're not going to get any justice.
Some of his victims.
Oh, his victims.
His victims don't feel like they're going to get justice. There are already plans on suing his estate. The girls, and the girls in some cases, and women in other cases, have come forward saying that that he had sex with them when they were like 13 years old and all these things. So the bottom line on this is that Attorney General Barr has said this is something that's going to be investigated from top to bottom. Former attorney generals are going, there's no reason that this should have happened. I mean, this is big. This is a big case. And I can just tell you right now that the conspiracies you're going to hear on this are going to roll. They're already rolling, in fact. You know, the thing about how the Clintons have had like 32 people around them have died. Have you ever read that one? Yeah. Anyway, so now it's 33. And so it's going to be crazy that way. On the other hand, if you look at it as the simplest answer is Occam's razor, usually the simplest answer is the one that's true, is that Epstein was so devastated by all these charges that he was locked up, he knew it wasn't going to get any better, it was just going to get worse, that is that he hung himself. We'll find out. We'll be following this. We'll be kind of following this in the news. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, there's so many things going on. Over at Page's Copy Center at 1645 Pine Street, right there in the two stores there at on Placer and Pine Street, they're doing Fill the Hat for the Vets the entire month of August for the 35th anniversary of Page's Copy Center. They're proud to announce that they're teaming up with the Reading VFW Post 1934 for a month-long fundraiser. They're trying to raise $10,000 for them between August 1st and the 30th. There's going to be a big to-do, a big block party there at the end of the month at Pages. But this is I want to get this word out because they are doing a lot for the vets. We had him on the other day, and Kevin is just His family has been veterans, and he wants to help. So this is his way of doing it, and this is a way for everybody. Just go on down there, $5, $10, $10,000. Feel free to drop it into the bucket down there. The 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue is coming September 8th at the Lake Reading Park. You can get your tickets now, $8 pre-sale, $9 day of the barbecue. You can get your tickets. I think it's at Lulu's and Paintmark and a couple other places. Or any, of course, Asphalt Cowboy that you know. A lot of things happening. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, by the way, is when I left at 6 this morning, she was standing outside with the painters. I've got to mention this company when we get back. I cannot believe these guys that are working on our house are some of the hardest working, brightest guys you're ever going to meet. They have been doing this. They're kind of like, I guess they're rock stars, you might say, of the painting industry. We'll talk about that when we get back. 7:17 in the morning, about 68 degrees. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me'd like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor coming calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, it's mighty neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
I was just passing time, kind of just passing through on my way to you.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino, Cody Johnson, all-American Texas country music singer-songwriter, on stage performing favorites On My Way to You and Ain't Nothing to It.
Left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road.
Cody Johnson, October 17th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio and a coffee-soaked morning. Good morning. 7:21 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. It's going to be going up hot today. Hot. And it's already 70. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Veteran-owned business who gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, right now, B&T Satellite has got a number of great offers going for people. Gift certificates, money off when you come in the store, but special events for our veterans and first responders. When you come in, B&T Satellite has a Stars and Stripes package that includes, at no extra cost, your first movie rental fee each month for 4 years of service. It'll be free upgrade of a Hopper 2 so you can have your dish follow you around. Doug Tooley does a great job in Dish Satellite. He has been in this business for a decade at least. In fact, it's probably a couple of decades at this point. He's a local guy. He's a veteran, and he believes in giving back. And that's what he's doing with our first responders and our veterans, active duty, retired, anybody that has to do with that. And, of course, our active first responders. Get a great deal down there. Ask them about the Stars and Stripes package. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. 241-DISH. That's B&T Satellite. Okay. I was going to talk about the two guys, and there's two guys, sometimes there's three guys out, and they're prepping our house. We have a redwood wood house, and it's built in 1940 something, and we had it painted, you know, I think it's like 8 or 9 years ago, and it needed a paint job, and so we gave it to Eagle Eye Painting and Dan Scott. And he has a team that is just unbelievable. And the reason I'm telling you this is, nothing extra here, except we've been watching these guys work for 7 days, and they've been prepping, and they've been power washing and scraping. They've been I came home Friday, and there's great paint all over the side of the house, you know, in different spots. Not like it's been painted. And they tell me this is what they put on with the coat of this, and then they come in and they paint it another way, and then they can fix everything with, you know, the spackling and this. And they're out there this morning. They come out. They're there at our house at 6, work till 2, and then they come in the next morning. So the paint should be arriving on the house, the side of the house, sometime this week. I just wanted to give a shout out there. I want to give another shout out to Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. These guys go above and beyond for when it comes to their food. We ordered like 12 racks of ribs and some chicken and stuff. And they, you know, not only, or maybe it was six racks of ribs, but it came out with like 8 racks of ribs because they gave extra. They came in on a Sunday when they're closed so I could pick it up. So it would be fresh. They cooked it that morning. And you know what? They're out on Airport Road, and you're not going to find better ribs anywhere. And their other barbecue, but especially the ribs anywhere around here. And it's Smokin' Joe's. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to two groups of people that you know, yeah, I pay for their services, but they, you know what? They give great, 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 great service. And we got to be talking about our local people around here, like Smokin' Joe's. because we've had four businesses either have to change their business plan dramatically or just went out of business here in the last 2 weeks. I don't know, people talk about the switching over to the guns. FBI just came out with a study that said more people killed by hammers than rifles. More people killed by hammers than rifles. My daughter was in a grocery store in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she heard some screaming. She's a nurse, so she kind of like goes to the sound of things like that and finds out that a guy in a wheelchair had been, he accused this little boy, like five, of staring at him. And the mother said, he's not staring at you and all this. The guy wheels himself over another aisle, picks up a hammer, comes back and smacks the kid in the head with it. And, of course, the father coming up jumps on the guy in the wheelchair and, he's, you know, prevents it from happening again. And then my daughter was down there treating the kid got hit in the head with a hammer. So, you know, just totally out of the blue, the guy grabs a hammer. So, you know, he went over there. It was a weapon. So, you know, when I see things like this, I want people to say, well, you know, he couldn't kill 22 people with a hammer. No. They had a guy down in L.A. that killed four with a knife. I mean, we can get into all those types of arguments. But what I'm trying to point out is more people killed by hammers in the U.S. than by rifles. Unfortunately, the unfortunate part is that some people get a hold of rifles or pistols that should never have their hands on them. So the question is then, how do you prevent that? And when you look at it, there's been ones, they've been turned down because of mental problems or their felonies, but there's no follow-up. Where's the follow-up? Like if a person with a felon tried to buy a handgun and they turned him down because you've got a felony, well, it's illegal to try and buy a handgun. Did the law enforcement follow that up to try and find out what was going on with that? Got into on Facebook, watching people write about the Constitution and how, oh, no, it's got to be a well-regulated militia. And well-regulated is that they have go to meetings. So it's the National Guard. Well, it's not the National Guard. National Guard can't even bring their guns home with them. By law, they can't bring them home with them. And when you talk about the Second Amendment, it's to keep a government of tyranny taking all your rights away. And the idea being is that states could fight against the federal government. Well, and then the definition of a militia by a man that was writing with James Madison was, you know, every man of, you know, able-bodied man would have the opportunity, they would have a firearm so that they could form into militias and to fight a government that's gone amok. It's not that they had to be in it, and this is actually, you know, it's been upheld by the Supreme Court. So the question is not whether you can have firearms. I think the vast majority of people in the United States believe that you can have firearms. The question is how much of a right is the to be able to own different types of firearms do you have? The murder rate's been going down. The statistics they're showing is a dropping in crime, a drop here, a drop there, a dropping in the in the shootings. And again, we go back into it though, is that the steady stream, the highest number of people killed are by suicide. If they didn't have a gun, would they find another way? Probably. And we're not, we also are not tracking how many are killed in the inner cities. These young men and women who have no hope because there's no jobs, there's no education. They live in a world of no hope. I believe if you could, you know, if they had a hope, they had a hope that they could have a future, that they could have a home, that they could have a job, that would change a lot of things. But we don't see that happening. We don't see things changing in Chicago over the decades or Baltimore over the decades. You just don't see that. That to me seems a way to, you know, to do something viable, to start cutting back on the amount of gun deaths in the inner city. It's give people hope. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, they've moved into that new branch on Hartnell Avenue, their headquarters down there. It's a community-oriented bank, locally owned, locally operated, and they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. This Wednesday, we're going to have one of those businesses from Cornerstone Bank be joining us to talk about just what their business is, how they've grown, and how Cornerstone helped them. We emphasize the business, a local business that's been able to move forward. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, going up to 100 degrees today. We'll be right back. ENT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at ENT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
ENT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from ENT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I hammer in the morning, I hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.0 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to 98 today. I think it's close enough to say 100 because in some places in town it will be 100. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair because he's been doing this for a couple of decades. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. He is not going to waste your time. He's going to fix your windshield, whether it's a small chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. RV owners, think about this. You've already got that chip in there, and the cost of repairing one of those could be, it could take a bite out of your travel schedule. Well, I see them down there all the time as Jeff Wurst fixes them. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you right up front. He's not going to waste your money. And when he does fix your vehicle, he guarantees it for life. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street, or better yet, call for an appointment at 241-8373. Oh, good morning, everybody. Hey, I have with me Scarlett Rose.
Good morning.
And she is on a crusade. Is that the right word?
In a way, I would say it seems like it's turned into that.
You tell everybody what this is about. But your dad was in the Merchant Marines.
Yes, he was. Okay. After he served in the Navy in World War II,
right.
He went into the Merchant Marine.
Okay. Now, what is the Merchant Marine for people that are not quite sure?
Well, they're ships that are contracted to the military. In this case, it would have been under the auspices of the Navy by the time of the Korean War to provide supplies and in some cases carry troops and other services during wartime. It fluctuates the amount. I mean, there's still the Military Sea Lift Command in existence now, even though we don't have an official war. I don't know how you... I'm still confused about that. I'm not a Navy person myself or a military person.
Uh-huh.
But he served in the Merchant Marine after World War II, and at the start of the Korean War, he went into the Military Sea Transportation Service, which was formed about then under the control of the Navy for shipping over all of the weaponry, the fuel, they were also troop carriers and any other supplies that our military needed. And I grew up with stories about him being in the MSTS. Didn't think anything of it because he said, well, we're civilians. They consider us civilians. We don't get medals or recognition or anything like that. But after he passed and I started going through his sea trunk with his carefully packed things, I realized he deserves to have recognition. Once I got his World War II medals for the Navy, that was pretty straightforward. Even some of the Merchant Marine stuff, he did qualify as a Merchant Marine for World War II.
And they have their medals and everything.
Yes, they do. And there is one medal, the Korean Service Medal, that the Maritime Administration awards Merchant Marines and MSTS for the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go for proof, I mean, you have to prove you went to Korea, you know, all that type of stuff. The burden of proof is on the person applying. When I looked into Dad's record, the Navy itself has their awards manual, and it lists all of the ships that went in and out of Korea during whatever engagement it was, the timeline and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that, and I said, he spent an awful lot of time in Korea within the waters of Korea on board the ship. And it shows in this manual that if he had been Navy, Navy Reserve, or a Navy Armed Guard, he would get several other medals. And he would get service stars because he was there within certain engagements. And I'm going, just because they're on this ship, well, why doesn't my dad get that? Well, he was only crew. He was only the civilian crew on board. So, it got me in contact with the American Merchant Marine Veterans Association. That's the national organization that tries to help the Merchant Marines and the MSTS. And that's where I discovered that they're trying to get veteran status for this group. And that became my cause, because my dad has passed away. He's been gone since 2003. But there are a lot of Merchant Marine veterans still out there, still living. And they deserve this recognition. I can see that, and I want to help them as much as I can because I'm younger. We're talking guys in their 80s and 90s, and they've been told all this time that they don't get anything, that they're not worthy of recognition. But they provided vital support.
I don't think the word worthy is the right word.
Okay.
I think the word is that, I think that, I just don't think worthy is the right word because they did a fantastic job there. I think it's, the word is, they're basing it on they weren't in the military. Is that right?
Well, Merchant Marine has never been recognized as a military branch,
right,
even though it has existed since the Revolutionary War.
And they had more casualties in the Merchant Marine during World War II than any other branch, you
exactly.
would say, because of the what they were doing was taking the all the transports of all the oil and food and ammo and all that stuff across the Atlantic.
Equipment
and
everything.
And Pacific, and they were that's what the people would go for. They would the Nazis, the Germans would try to take out your supply lines.
Yeah, U-boats could come up in the middle of convoys and shoot ships.
Right. And so their casualties, like over 7,000, I think, people, Merchant Marine, died. During
it was a huge number.
Yeah, it was
for the amount of
number.
People serving, yes.
Yeah, I think their percentage was one of the highest in
It was the
highest.
In World War II.
In World War II. So, and then they were, but they were, those people were recognized.
Just the World War II Merchant Marine.
That's what I mean, but they were recognized for what they did. But in the Korean War, they transported more than 54 million tons of cargo, 5 million troops and passengers, and over 22 million long tons of petroleum, providing the supply line, again, to fight the war.
Yes.
And they're not given their, but they were not in the military.
They weren't considered part of the military.
Part of the
even
military,
though they
under
the auspices of the Navy. The Navy was in control of where these ships went, what they carried.
Sure.
Yes.
And we do this because the Navy obviously does not have enough ships to do something like this. And the Merchant Marine's been around a long time, hasn't it?
It has. And the
I don't want it to be a history lesson, but I mean, it's been around since what?
The Revolutionary,
Revolutionary War, right?
And every time there's been a designated war, they've always recruited merchant ships to carry supplies.
Right. And so they're a contractor.
Yes.
Okay. And that seems to be the problem.
In a way, but it's not just I'm going to contract this ship to carry supplies. The Navy exerted control over those ships. They told them they had to wear uniforms because we found the regulations telling them you mm-hmm. must wear Navy issue uniforms with appropriate insignia. In the case of my dad, one of the key pieces of evidence we found, he saved all his little bits and pieces of paper, like his port passes. He had port passes. When you looked on the back, you know, the restrictions about mm-hmm. alcohol, tobacco stuff, it said, if you get into trouble when you're in port on one of these voyages, you will be court-martialed. That's military discipline.
Yeah, because you came under the auspices of the Navy at that point.
Yes.
And so the argument here then is that if they were under the auspices of the Navy and they were going where the Navy said.
Dressing as the Navy told
them. Dressing as the Navy told them.
With ranks, with everything else that they had to follow according to what the Navy wanted them to do.
Okay. So you and many others have gone back and said that, well, why don't they get the battle stars? Or why don't they? Or it's one of two things, though. Why don't they get the awards that you know, like the United Nations Service Medal, or the National Defense Service Medal, or those things, since they served during that time? Well, let's take a break and tell me, because I know you've studied this. Why don't they do that? I think I know why, but I want to hear what they said to you all. Okay.
Okay.
I'm here with Scarlett Rose. Her dad was a Merchant Marine sailor. They, without the Merchant Marine, I could probably tell you that the war, when it was won, it would have taken a lot longer in World War II because of the amount of supplies that had to keep flowing from the United States and armament and replacements and all the and everything that had to do with fighting a war. The Merchant Marine was expanded rapidly. The Navy contracted for boats, but the people on those boats were out there with the German U-boats. And there's, you know, if you ever watched the Humphrey Bogart movie Across the Atlantic or something like that, mm-hmm. Merchant Marine never ended up having to fight it out with, you know, and you know, based on true stories, fighting it out with the German U-boats out mm-hmm. there. And they lost a lot of people getting the supplies across. So now the question is, why aren't they given the same status as veterans?
Yes.
It's 7:44 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And, the people down there are just outstanding. Rebecca and Henry. And you're going to find anything from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry to things. If you can't find what you want, then they can design it and build it for you. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Summer doesn't have to end in August. Now is the perfect time to get away and make lasting memories. Play Endless Summer Swipe to Win at Wind River. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Keystone travel trailer. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances. Weekly drawings Fridays at 8 p.m. 15 winners. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing on Friday, August 30th. Grand prize winner, a travel trailer from Camping World of Reading. It's about the journey, not the destination. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Our boots and our clothes, boys, are all in the horn. Me rollicking randy dandy, oh. Heave a pole, oh, heave away. To be rollicking randy dandy, oh. Hey. Soon we'll be warping out through the locks. Hey. Way, hey, roll and go. Where the
pretty young girls all come down in their frocks.
Hilly rollicking, randy dandy, oh. Heave a polo, heave away. Hey, hey, roll and go. The anchor's on board and the cable's all stored.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has built a company here that just has exceptional people working for her. She comes to your house and finds out what's right for you and your family, not what's right for the company. Then she makes this work. You don't have to worry about her people. All background checked, all superbly trained, all have passed every type of test you can imagine so that you don't have any problems with having them in your homes. You can learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. I'm here with Scarlett Rose today, and I came in here with a kind of a certain attitude about what she's doing, and it's changed while I'm in here. And Scarlett Rose is represents, in her way, the Merchant Marines.
Yes.
And things I've listened, by the way, I heard you on the other show, mm-hmm. when, on Doc's show.
Okay.
That's why I know these, you know, some of these things on this. That, excuse me, I'm all choked up here. That they, in the, they moved, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of tons of stuff during World War II. They got full, status in World War II.
After a lawsuit.
Now, did it give them veteran status or just recognize them?
They recognized them. They got burial rights.
Burial rights. Okay, but since then, the Merchant Marine, and during the Korean War, and this is the, you may have more stats here, but during the Korean War, they moved 54 million tons of cargo, and it goes on and on and on. And what Scarlett Rose and her group and other people in the Merchant Marine, I guess, association?
Veterans community, yeah.
Veterans community. Want to be recognized for what they did. They can't receive any medals for being in enemy waters, as you could if you had spent 1 day in enemy waters and in the Department of Defense. 1 day is enough.
Yeah.
Where they would spend months doing these things. And they can't receive the United Nations Service Medal or National Defense or all this. And they don't have veteran status.
Right.
And you say this goes up. Now, this has been applied, but it's been applied for, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, we're going, you know, we have to put an application to the Civilian Military Service Review Board.
Okay.
That's the organization set up under the public law that allows groups to say, we want to receive veteran status. And it's the burden of proof is on the group mm-hmm. to show that they did provide vital service and therefore can be recognized. Mm-hmm. That's what happened with the WASPs. That's what happened with the CBs, some of these other groups. Once you provide your paperwork, and it's up to us to find all that buried in some government archive somewhere, you know.
But the CBs, that was a part of the Navy, though.
It was. But they kind of had some stuff they had to jump through,
and
too.
And the WASP were the Women Air Corps. Was that the ones that were ferrying the aircraft?
Ferrying the plane.
Ferrying the aircraft, and some of them were killed on their way over, shot down.
Yeah.
And but they were ferrying aircraft, and they gave them veteran status.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So what happens when you sent this in? And we've got like seven minutes here.
Okay. We've been turned down a couple times for lack of documentation because it is hard to find the correct paperwork. You know, even this time, just in the 3 or 4 years that I've been helping with the American Merchant Marine Veterans Association, finding the regulations that actually spelled out how our uniforms had to be, what insignia we had to wear, the fact that these uniforms were different than the other branches of the military. We had to create a military identity.
Were they different from the Navy?
They were actually adjusted. An officer's uniform for the Merchant Marine was either Navy blue or it was Army khaki, and it looked like an Army khaki officer's uniform.
Okay, but it had maybe different insignias and stuff on it.
Yeah,
okay, I got it.
Patches.
Okay. All right, okay.
So,
But they had to dress in these uniforms.
They had to wear dress uniforms, okay. And they had to follow on board ship the casual dress that the Navy required.
Right, and they had to. But they didn't have to follow the Navy regulations on the ships, though.
As far as that, I haven't found as far as the documentation.
Probably not. It's probably a little bit different. But still, they were under Navy orders moving the cargo from San Diego to
Guadalcanal
or whatever.
Yeah.
Or from
the Marshall
Islands. New York to Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what happens when you go in there? Are they friendly? Are they have you ever met one?
No, this review board apparently is like top secret. We're lucky if we know who the secretary is who runs it. The executive secretary is usually an Air Force colonel, mm-hmm. sometimes retired. I don't know how they figure out who gets stuck with this job.
It's whoever's got friends up there.
Right. You know, and the board itself has a number of members on it. They're mm-hmm. all military, and sometimes they're Army, Navy. It's a mix. But
right.
trying to get a list of names, it's like no one wants anybody to know who these people are.
Yeah, you know what? There's probably through Freedom of Information Act you can get that. But well, the bottom line, though, is that this has gone up like three times. Mm-hmm. Do they send it back just saying an unqualified no, or do they say we need more information on
right.
this?
Right.
So they're not saying no.
No, but they're not giving us any, you know,
specifics.
What could we provide that would be enough?
You know, I hate that. You know, when you go in and you think you've got everything, and then they pop up with five more. So you get the five more, and you bring it in. Oh, we still need these five more. And
yeah.
instead of giving you all of them at one time.
Yeah.
So they give you a chance to do it. I know, it's maddening.
Yeah, and that's why, finally, with the World War II Merchant Marines, they finally filed a class action lawsuit against the executive secretary. The federal judge took a look at it and said, this is ridiculous. Give
yeah.
these people what they want.
Yeah, because you're talking about POW status. Some of them, like one of them, ended up on the River Kwai.
Yeah, in World War
II. With the Brits there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And they were awarded medals. There
yeah.
were Merchant Marines given Purple Hearts, Navy Crosses, other things from World War II, and they still did not want to give them veteran status.
Well, but that's been changed.
Yes. But it only applies to World War II.
Right, and you're fighting is to say, hey, look, if they were in combat in these other countries, you know, going through dangerous waters. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if any ships were attacked in Korea.
Well, the harbors are all mined,
mm-hmm.
and you're subject to fire from shore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting on a ship loaded with jet fuel
other things. And you're going to give me a number on it, but you said there were some POWs actually from Vietnam.
Yes, an MIA that are Merchant Marine.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can look up the numbers.
It's not
a huge amount, but there are some.
Well, yeah. I can tell you right now, we know what it is. It's money.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
Because if they give veteran status to all the Merchant Marine, that's got to be hundreds of thousands. Of course, they're all, if you're talking just from Korean War back
mm-hmm.
and not Korean War forward. So if it's the, you know, if you're looking for everybody that came into Vietnam or over to the Gulf Wars, they're talking about hundreds of thousands of people there.
The Merchant Marines has always been small. I mean, World War II was, you know, it was a couple hundred thousand. Ships were not huge crews like you have Navy ships.
Now, I want to say, you received an award.
Yes.
I want people to know that this isn't just a woman who's just like, you know, my dad died and I'm on a crusade here. But you've done so much for the Merchant Marine. And tell me about your award right here.
Well, the American Merchant Marine Veterans Association, I've been a member now for about 3-4 years, at their national convention this last March, recognized me with a member appreciation plaque for my services to their organization as a research assistant to the public affairs chairman who's doing this application for the board.
You know, I applaud you for what you're doing, Scarlett. You're fighting it out for your dad, but it's not just your dad. It's all the Merchant Marines.
That's what it's become because since there are some still living, I think they deserve this.
Yeah, you know what? And I can tell you right now, it's you opened up a can of worms.
Because
if you go for veteran status for the ones from the Korean War,
mm-hmm.
then the next step is going to be every other war since then, every other place that they were in
Vietnam,
in hostile
the
waters.
Gulf War.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what they're looking at.
That's what we're looking at.
No, that's what they're looking at.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're looking at. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And please keep us informed of this. I know you will, because Frank will constantly be around me.
Right.
Poking me. Mm-hmm. Now, Frank, something happened to you. You know Frank's car. It's the Northern California Korean War veterans. He's got it on the side of his car, Shasta County veterans. He's got flags all over his car. You just said that some people have been snapping off the American flags.
Yes, I've had put this morning. I had to put the 7th American flag on there. They snap it right off because you know they're stuck on the window.
Yeah.
And that tells me something.
Well, it tells me there's low lives here, but we already knew there were low lives here in Reading. Not a lot of them, but there's enough. Hey, Frank, thank you for everything you do. We got to run. And Scarlett Rose, keep us informed about this.
I sure will.
It really is interesting. I've learned a lot about the Merchant Marine.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, she has to college and all the great things that they're doing here lately.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration looking to deny green cards to certain immigrants as it favors merit-based immigration.
The new rules could deny green cards to immigrants who use Medicaid, food stamps, housing vouchers, or other forms of public assistance. Federal law already requires those seeking green cards or legal status prove they won't be a burden to the U.S., but the new rules expand the numbers of programs that could disqualify them. This is part of a shift away from the current policy of emphasizing family reunification and toward a program that focuses on immigrant skills.
Correspondent Wally Hines. The details of how billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died in his Manhattan jail cell over the weekend have yet to be released, but the New York Medical Examiner has performed an autopsy on the body of the high-profile inmate. It's been another day of mass unrest in Hong Kong as pro-democracy protesters clash again with police, and flights have been disrupted at the main airports.
Officials have cancelled all remaining flights for the day after pro-democracy protesters crowded into the main terminal. They say in a statement the demonstration had seriously disrupted airport operations and that all check-in services for departing flights had been suspended. Only flights that had already begun boarding or those cleared for landing are being allowed to use runways at the airport. The territory has experienced more than 2 months of mass protests calling for democratic reforms and an independent inquiry into police conduct. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The victims of the weekend fire at a daycare center in Erie, Pennsylvania, ranged in age from 8 months to 7 years. The owner of the daycare facility hospitalized in stable condition. Investigators now working to pinpoint the cause of that deadly blaze. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 217 points, the NASDAQ off 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israel's prime minister is asking President Trump for his blessing of a proposal involving the West Bank. We get details from the Media Line's Charles Biblezer.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has reportedly asked President Donald Trump to publicly back a prospective move to extend Israeli sovereignty over Jewish communities in the West Bank. While Netanyahu cannot apply Israeli law to these territories until after the September election, he nevertheless is seeking a U.S. declaration in order to increase his electoral prospects. President Trump previously recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved the U.S. embassy to the Holy City. Earlier this year, he recognized Israeli sovereignty over parts of the Golan Heights captured in the 1967 war. During Netanyahu's campaign ahead of April's national vote, he vowed to annex portions of the West Bank that remain under full Israeli administrative and security control. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson promising more prisons and stronger police powers in a bid to fight violent crime.
The British government says it will create 10,000 more prison places to ease overcrowding and allow police to stop and search people without reasonable suspicion. Such powers are contentious because young ethnic minority men are disproportionately likely to be stopped and searched. Opposition Labour Party Law and Order spokeswoman Diane Abbott described the move as a tried and tested recipe for unrest. The crime clampdown is the latest in a series of policy promises that Johnson, a Conservative, has made since taking office last month, sparking speculation that an early election is looming. Sarah Bassett, London.
Federal officials investigating complaints of malfunctioning front passenger airbag sensors, more than a half million Subaru Foresters. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 228. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I'm here with Jason at the helm. Jason, what's the weather look like for the rest of the week?
Hey, good morning, Carl. So currently right now it's 73 degrees, a little bit of humidity outside, and today's high is going to be 98 degrees with a low of 68. Tomorrow we're looking at 99 degrees with a low of 70, and the rest of the week we're going to be getting into the triple digits, back into like 103, 102 for the rest of the week.
Okay, hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I do want to say is that they are offering to our car fire victims, I shouldn't say that, our car fire survivors, if you're out on your property while it's being rebuilt and you're there with in an RV or a trailer, they're offering free 120-gallon propane tank to put up next to your facility there, so you don't have to keep changing out the 7-gallon tanks all the time. That's for free. Plus, they're going to give you a super, super, super deal on the propane that you're going to be using. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You know what? Are we ready for a fight, Sally?
We're getting there, aren't we, Carl?
They are. Not you and me, of course. not you and me, because I don't pick on Sally because I'd get hurt. But you know what? There's just things happening around here that, you know, it's just going to be, you know, it's just about enough.
Well, talk about things that are happening. The citizens up in eastern Shasta County are fit to be tied about this new windmill farm that is proposed for their area because they want to, two foreign companies, one from Spain and one from Australia, want to put up 100 more windmills near Hatchet Mountain where the other windmills are. But these ones are four times taller than the ones that are up there now.
Well, you know why? You know why they're doing that?
Why?
Because there's way too many eagles and falcons up there. This is their way of decimating the herd or the flocks.
Well, it certainly will lower the value of the land up there. And the sad thing is none of the electricity will go to the people in this area. It all goes down to L.A. So that's who we have tonight at our meeting at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road. We have the citizens in opposition to the Fountain Wind Project.
So,
Joseph Osa and Beth Messick, and they will be talking about how we can stop this project from happening in the North State.
Can they stop it?
Yeah, and it's very interesting.
Like,
also, I just wanted to let people know that about September 6th, we have a rally in Sacramento at the Robert Matsui Courthouse because we have the case being heard that Mark Baird has brought against the state of California to allow for constitutional carry.
Uh-huh.
And we're asking people to come down and wear their constitutions in their holsters.
Put the copy of the Constitution.
Yeah.
The copy of the Constitution in their holsters, huh?
Yes. We've got a bus going
I think that's a great idea.
At about 6 in the morning on September 6th, and it costs $30 a person to ride the bus,
okay.
So it's well worth it. If people are interested, they can call
round
me.
Trip. Well, you know what? I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking what a kind of a cute idea that is, you know?
Yeah. we're making a statement. That's what we want. We want
to be able
to have our constitutional carry rights.
Okay. Okay, now meeting tonight at?
Yes, the meeting tonight is at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
If you can have Terry give me a call tomorrow morning around 7.
okay.
or somebody that's representing this. I'd like to hear what's going on with this and how you plan on fighting it. Because
okay.
these are small farmers or people that live up there. They're going against a international corporation backed by L.A. So I'd be interested to hear
that. I will send you
Joseph's
contact information, and you can contact him directly.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks a lot,
Sal. All right, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Bye bye. Hey, anytime a small group of people take on large multinational corporations, I'm always interested in that. That something's happening that's affecting their lives and affecting them dramatically. And yet they're in the middle of a battle between renewable energy, which is what they're pushing with the wind turbines. But anyway, okay, I'm interested in those kind of things. But I'm really interested in is Peter Griggs from here, right there, Peter. Get it. I saved you a microphone today. Linda's out. Linda's down there with the painters. I'm not sure if she's in there chipping. I'm sure she's not. But she's there. She says, look, I've got to do this. And can you go outside and tell them? And she goes, you know, honey, I'll take care of that. Because when the tree trimmers came, I thought I was given all the right directions. And she comes home. She says, well, what happened here? Obviously nothing. And she goes, and she just, I get one of these, you know, have you ever been there, Brian, have you ever had this happen, is that you busted your butt, and then your significant other just kind of like pats you on the butt and says, good try, honey, good try.
Right. I just refer to that as life.
Life. Yeah. So she's out there she says, want to make sure this, you know. Hey,
she's giving directions.
She knows what she wants. You know what? It's like the gunny or the staff sergeant out there saying, okay, it works its way from the general all the way down to the E4, who then takes it and makes it happen. Okay. I'm here with Peter Griggs from Shasta College. You know, Peter, we've had this relationship between our station
now.
And Shasta College for a couple years now.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Wait a minute. There you go. Those things can move around. We really appreciate it because you've brought in all aspects of the college in here, from the president, people heading up different organizations, and I think this is the first time we're getting the horticultural side in.
You know, I think we've had the horticulture once before.
Oh, have we? Okay.
We have. But, you know, there's so much going on at the college. We really value the partnership with you and Linda. Being able to, you know, peel back a little bit of the curtain and have all of the students on, the professors, and certainly the administrators to share with our community exactly what's going on out at the college.
I really like having the instructors on and then the students on because it's one thing to hear it from the instructors who do this all the time, but it's another thing to hear it from the students.
You know, the students
They're the tip of the sword there. That they're the ones after getting this have to go out and get jobs.
Right.
And you can spend 2 years in something and you can't get a job, then have I spent 2 years in this?
And that's the great thing, as you well know,
yeah.
about the college.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, we are here
they're poaching
specifically
you.
For
yeah.
the students. Oh, and
they're poaching you. They're poaching you out of – I know they're poaching people out of class. They tell me, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we take them out of there, sometimes early.
Hey, we were just sitting out here. I was talking with Lamone Waite, who's here today, and we were talking about just that she has a student who is going through the PCA program, and he has already been receiving job offers.
Yeah,
and he hasn't even finished. So
well, these things happen, and people again. I am so strong on the vocational side,
mm-hmm.
where you know what you can go to college for 4 years, and we've seen them. Or 6 years, and we've seen them, and they walk out, and they end up not doing that job because their degree can't get them a job that pays them enough to raise a family, to buy a house, to do these. So the people in our trades, though, are being snatched up because we are short so many different groups of people, welders, heavy equipment, horticulturists. Try to get a tree cut in this town right now.
It's almost impossible. There's not enough people.
And what I've been told by the guy who came out and did our work, who I thought did a great job, is that getting people that'll work, that understand what it's about, and then show up.
It's
very difficult.
Almost impossible to find these days.
This
folks
is,
that are willing
Brian.
To work.
This is Brian DeVogel. DeVogel.
DeVogel.
And, of course, Lamone Waite, who heads up the group over there, heads up the horticultural science area. And we're going to take a break because my producer is beating on the window at this point trying to get my attention, but I'm just ignoring him. But we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell, I emphasize the insurance because she has our life insurance in this, but her financial side of her business has grown large because she gives great financial advice. The people she has working for, take a look at what your investments are. They make sure that those investments are in the right areas and that they're paying you what you should be getting. If you're not sure, or if you're into this part now and you're saying, you know what, I really do want to start investing, you know, maybe it's something for your child that they're, you know, that, hey, I'd like to start investing in their college or their vocational training down the line here. And this is something that Judy can help you with, along with looking at all the investments that you have. Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial, have been helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with Shasta College, 8:15 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 99 today.
Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, general manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting meeting new people, really enjoying herself. And that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to our show.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the airwaves, your educational respite from angry people, right here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. There are so many things I could tell you that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing for our community. Let me throw this one out. They are working with the VA right now, the VA clinic right now, to become a place that people can use, or veterans can use, Veterans Choice to go to. For any type of specialist work. Instead of having to head down to Davis or other places for people with cancer and sometimes a heart disease, they're working really hard that they can become that extra, they can become that force multiplier for the VA clinic. And this is one of the things they're working on right now. And they're working hard, and I want to do a big shout out to Casey Fatch, who's the CEO over there, and for the people that are working on this, including Don Black and the people from the VA here. It's going to be a big, it's going to have a big impact on our veterans. Okay, I'm here with Lemoyne Waite and Brian Duvogel. If I make it sound French, it's not even close what his last name is. I know how to spell it, but he pronounces it so do it again for me.
Duvogel.
Dephobia.
Yeah. It is not even French. It's Dutch.
It's Dutch. Of course. I should have known that. And you brought in your service animal.
I did.
Who moved while I was gone. I hope I didn't step on it.
No, so. Did not.
Okay. Lemoyne, what is horticulture?
So horticulture is the science of growing plants. What delineates it from, say, plant science is that it covers growing plants not only for food, but for beauty and landscapes and all of that part of it, too. So.
And fun?
And fun, yeah.
And fun. Yeah, well, I'm going to get into that one here in a little bit. So Brian's a student over there. Brian is also a veteran. And you know what? Brian doesn't look like somebody you really want to mess with too much. he's an Army veteran, and thank you so much for your service.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Brian, why did you get into horticulture?
You know, I got into horticulture really because of how relaxing the whole program is. Like you just said, I'm prior service. I spent a lot of my time doing things that were different from the rest of the world. And I even tried a few things as a civilian. High-pressure commission sales, the whole nine yards. I've done a lot of it. This is the only field I've walked into and instantly felt at ease. Whether I'm filling a wheelbarrow full of fresh soil we just mixed, or whether I'm propagating hundreds and hundreds of mums or accidentally 1,000 extra tomato plants, there's a piece in it.
Nobody ever said that a veteran is just going to do the minimum, okay? I want you to know the morning.
Yeah,
you know that.
They just do not do the...
What's an extra 1,000 tomato plants? I can't get one tomato plant to grow. He's got 1,000 out there putting out millions of tomatoes. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. But this is kind of something that you can do that you're good at, obviously.
Even with some physical remnants left over from active duty days.
We all do.
I can still comfortably do this job at a decent pace and have excellent results in the end.
How's it? Okay, I'm going to get into you more than and then Lemoyne and come back. So it gives you an ease then.
Oh, absolutely.
It gives you something that you're into this. You can go into to that happy spot.
Absolutely.
That we all try to find.
But I don't think you would get that same ease in, say, a different educational environment. Leadership is big for me. Mm-hmm. Not my professors, not my deans. They're my leadership.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't trust for them to lead me, and in sometimes it is holding hands,
yeah,
then it wouldn't feel the same. It wouldn't have that same esprit de corps, that camaraderie that I'm used to.
That's interesting. I mean, no, that's really interesting that you would say that. because the students I talk to, even you've got a very strong veterans community out there. A lot of times the young men I knew that came back and fought with us in Fallujah and all these places, it was tough for them to go to college because they're 21, 22. They've lived life. They've seen things that these people will never, ever see, including the professors. And they hear things that are just ridiculous. I mean, because people don't understand what life is and what it's like in places that is not America. And they see things and they do things. And so it's tough. At first, they would raise their voices. But after a while, they realized, I'm just going to sit here, take their notes, take their test, and just move on and do what I want to do in my life. So I kind of feel like you have found that place at Shasta College that gives you that feeling that you had before.
It does. It gives me that end-of-day formation feeling, that last little bit that you don't get from your regular environment, because I do have quality leaders around me that are not only giving me my missions in advance, like I like to be trained in advance. I know what I'm doing days out. Therefore, if you got to carry on with another mission, you can get it done. But that's not the norm. That's the norm for Brian. And that's the norm my leadership recognized and groomed that path.
Well, that's great.
My life is easy.
That's good. That's the way we want life. What's that like?
It's like it comes and goes.
Lemoyne, you just got a huge accolade. I don't know if you know how huge an accolade that is.
Oh, no, I realize that.
So,
and I work really hard to try and make sure that all of our students are successful regardless of what their needs are, and so no one's the same. And
do you have to treat veterans different?
I wouldn't say differently. I think sometimes they need additional support or maybe a different type of approach. You just have to recognize that.
Good leaders can do that, though. Yeah. Good leaders can do the other. Sometimes you need to, literally, you just get on them. And they need that. They need to have somebody get on them hard once or twice. Other times, you need to be able to pat them on the butt, and they respond very well with that. They'll die for you for that. But going back to horticulture though, that's growing plants.
Yes, it's growing plants, and not only just in horticulture. Plant science really covers just the growing of plants. Horticulture really deals with also kind of the art and creation that goes into, like, landscape design and, planting a landscape and all of that, too. So it's not just the growing of plants. It's our horticulture field encompasses all of that. So landscape design, landscaping, arboriculture and the care of trees, and then also the growing of plants and kind of the nursery side of things. So it's all of those areas.
Okay, so I'm going to take an early break here, Jason, because I want to talk about getting into this and the different types and the kind of people that come into it. And, of course, I need to talk about the marijuana industry.
Of course,
because, I mean, it's not easy. I always thought it was easy to grow marijuana. I mean, I really did until I was in a bar in Las Vegas, outside Las Vegas. My buddy and I were talking about people making money, you don't have to do anything. And this guy sitting kind of like two seats down says it's not that easy. And he gave us a 7-minute lecture on how hard it was to grow good marijuana. But it's just like any type of plant, I would imagine. But I want to talk about that too when we get back. Not because I'm encouraging that for people, but just because it's part of horticulture, and now it's part of our society here in California, and especially up here in the northern, in the Emerald Triangle and all that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold there. And you get your they work on appointments now, so give them a call at 244-9478, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, man's last stronghold. You're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV when you walk in. It's going to be hockey games, baseball games, or some kind of strange game show that they have. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You tried it, I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jason, our newest producer and board operator, finds he also is finding songs from no other place. There, 8:33 in the morning. It's 72 degrees, going up to 99 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. SST Oil is bringing us this segment of the show. SST Oil operates in 11 states. If you want to get a gas card that works in 59,000 different areas, including the middle of nowhere in Nevada, get a CFN card from SST Oil. It's employee-owned. It's been here for 52 years. They support our community in so many different ways. If you're looking for the drag racing fuel, high octane, they've got that. And they deliver jet fuel everywhere to any place that's fighting fires and anything else like that. They are on the front lines with our firefighters, making sure we have fuel that our firefighters can use in the for their generators, their fire trucks, all those kind of things. We have a gentleman that's kind of staggering around out in front of our studios right now. I hope he doesn't get hit by a car. just kind of standing there talking to himself. But I'm here with two really cool people from Shasta College, Lemoyne Waite and Brian de Vogel. I'm just trying, but that's Dutch, and I'm making it sound French. But she is in charge of the horticultural program. Okay, why would you gave me a couple of facts during the break. This horticultural industry in just in the United States is huge.
Yes, so $80 billion a year is the horticulture industry in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
California, the nursery industry, is one of our 10 largest crops that are produced in California.
Uh-huh.
And also Oregon, it's their number one crop.
Really?
So,
now,
yes.
When you say that, what do you mean by, okay, but what are they growing? There's just a variety of different things, though, and you add it all under horticulture.
Right. So they're growing everything from, you know, cut flowers to trees to, you know, poinsettias to vegetable starts, all of that.
Now, you said there was like over 118 different vocations you can get
into?
If
you go into the horticulture industry, you can go they say you can have a job from A to Z. There's 118 different areas that they've identified,
mm-hmm.
A being an arborist, Z being a zymologist, which is the growing of hops for beer production, so...
Well, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the what do they call them? The brewing industry, the small brewers that are opening mm-hmm. up the, I don't know, boutique type
right.
Beer industry. And they're using, you know, hops that they grow and all this, but, or at least hops they're getting from someplace.
And hops has, it's sort of like wines, and a lot of different hops have different
uh-huh.
flavors that it infuses into the beer, and so it makes a big difference the type of hops you use.
Well, you also offer a Master Gardener program.
Yeah, so
what's that?
We have a kind of a unique Master Gardener program. We've been around since 2003. The University of California has the Master Gardener program, and it's actually an international program. They're throughout the U.S. and South Korea and Canada and England. But what we've done is because we don't have a horticulturist here in the University of California's Extension Office, I serve as that role. So we have a joint program with Shasta College. And so Master Gardeners are trained by myself and through a 15-week training class that's actually being offered this fall, AGEH 60. And then they volunteer within the community, teaching people about gardening and answering their questions and that sort of thing. We will be having a garden workshop on October 19th. It's open to the public, and we'll be covering topics that are timely for the fall gardening season. And it's $5, but they have a choice of four different classes as they come. You know, they get to choose four classes out of about 10 classes that we'll be offering that day. And it's a great way for people that, you know, maybe want to learn a little bit about gardening to come and kind of get their feet wet.
Okay. Now, Brian, and Brian is a veteran who has tried other things, how'd you stumble on the horticulture?
I actually stumbled on to the horticulture program through the vocational rehabilitation counselors through the Veterans Administration. I tried multiple different things as I exited back into the civilian life. And the VA recognized that some of these were not good for my brain.
Yeah, I can't imagine, sales could be tough.
High commission, yeah. High pressure sales, yeah. It can be tough because with most of your military training, you do it until it's done. And you do what you have to do to get it done, even in sales. So you push yourself that extra limit. You don't even know you're doing it. It's
uh-huh.
in your brain. Slowing down a little bit mentally, getting a little back into the science and the physical side and the horticultural
mm-hmm.
area was where the VA pointed me. They said, this is where we have seen success before. And I had never heard of it, ever even fathomed.
You know, I did not think of that one either, but it makes sense.
There's a lot of actual scientific research that talks about PTSD and veterans and other just mental people with high
stress
or anxiety.
And let's just talk about PTSD and tell what it is. This is not a veterans only thing. And there's the percentage of veterans with PTSD is around 25%, you know, that it has an effect on their lives. But there are people here that have been in car wrecks, sexual molestation, all types of different things that have PTSD. And, of you know, all through all stratas of society, sexes, religion, and all that. So having something like that where their stress level is high, coming into horticulture where they can grow things at their, you know, at their own pace, but then know that they can get a job when they leave. And Brian, how many years are you into this now?
Right now, I'm just about a year into this specific program. I've got about another year and a half until I will feel that I've got the education that I need, just because I want to go that extra step. I want to make sure I'm using what I can to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Once my chains are set free and I've got that to back myself up, the world is my oyster. It could be a vineyard on the coast. It could be working for some fella in Iowa trying to figure out why he's got a water problem. You never know. It's the industry is so big that we've forgotten what it is.
Wow. This is all your students like this?
Not every one of them. No.
I carry a different passion.
Brian goes the extra mile.
I know, 1,000 extra tomato plants. What did you do with an extra 1,000 tomato plants?
We donated them to the Good News Rescue Mission for their garden and a couple of other organizations in town that grow food for the homeless.
Oh, you know, you have a few extra.
I feed a small portion of Anderson, no joke. I've got about 47 of them planted around where I live. And if you want tomatoes, I hand them out.
You know, I'm so jealous. We talked about the program itself. Now, is this a 2-year program, or do you go beyond that, or what?
So we're a 2-year program, but students can transfer on, and we do have a lot of students transfer, especially in our PCA program, which is a pest control advisor.
Oh, okay.
A lot of those end up going on and getting a 4-year degree as well. But the horticulture industry is one of those unique areas where if you have a 2-year degree, it really you're on the same footing as someone with a 4-year degree if you're in the horticulture area.
Okay.
Now, and that's not true for if you're going into, say, natural resources or agriculture, which are kind of related areas in our mm-hmm. in our department. They really want you to have that 4-year degree. But with horticulture, because there's so few 4-year programs throughout the U.S., They really are very competitive with a 2-year degree.
Okay, so they're looking for horticulturists then everywhere.
Oh yeah, I have a hard time getting students to graduate from our program because they're poached out of our classes all the time.
Which also do for welding and all those other things too, because they vitally need people out there.
So like this fall, I'm teaching an arborist class that it's urban tree management, and it gets students to.
Keep talking to me. Okay. I'm just pointing at him.
It gets students trained to take the certified arborist test,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I have students that take that class and then get hired as arborists, and so you know they have you know that class plus their test,
mm-hmm.
and then they're out working. I have other students that get 16 units, and then they go to work for the city of Reading, so in their grounds crew. So you know, depends on the area, but.
Okay.
I have a hard time keeping them around once they've got a few classes.
What sort of classes are offered this semester? Are you using it for this semester? It's the end of the the coming semester.
Our semester starts next week.
Right. So what can people take?
So we in the horticulture area, they could take a class in irrigation, which basically covers all aspects of irrigation, so installation, troubleshooting, and design. They could take a class. The Master Gardener training to become a Master Gardener if they were interested in that. They can also take classes in plant propagation, just a overall our environmental horticulture, which is kind of the science of horticulture and kind of an overview of the whole field.
Environmental horticulture would be things like instead of having all grass yards, I mean, you put in other things that are less water, but they're still growing, so you'd have things growing
right.
In
that
your
would
house.
Probably be more like landscape design.
Okay.
But environmental horticulture is really kind of the science. Our class is more the science of horticulture, so it covers a little bit of everything. So it covers, you know, landscape design, it covers gardening, it covers, you know, some of the plant propagation
mm-hmm.
and all of that. So floriculture, which is, you know, arranging flowers and that part. So it covers all of that.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and I want to talk about starting a nursery. And you're getting ready to do that. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, correct.
Your own nursery out there.
Yeah.
Does that mean you'll be selling things out of that nursery?
Absolutely, yeah.
What kind of... Okay, I'm going to talk about it when we get back. Okay. Hey, it's 8:45 in the morning, my friends. It is 72 degrees out there, going up to 99, 100, depends where you are in the city, because it goes hotter in other areas. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding by a retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. And they're getting ready to start a new program for people that don't want to have a CCW but want to learn how to shoot a handgun and do it safely, be able to know the ins and outs, how to hold it, how to shoot, how to use it safely, how to if you see a gun and somebody wants to show you a gun, and people do that every so often, how to make sure that it's safe, that you can unload it and take a good look at it in case they hand you a loaded gun, which some people do. But all of this is for people that don't know a lot about shooting and want to learn about shooting a handgun. It's about a four-hour class, and at the end of it, you're guaranteed to have a good time and also learn a lot. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with the horticultural area in Lemoyne Waite and Brian DeVoglie when we come back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Did you get that weeded out?
You're great. Jason, you're great.
Weeded out. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're talking with Shasta College today, and Peter Griggs has done another great job. He said, I'm bringing in the horticultural people, and I went, oh, that's for an hour. Well, you know what? An hour is not enough because I have more questions. But I'm here with Lemoyne Waite, who heads up the horticultural program, and she brought her a labradoodle in.
Yeah.
Which just, I want to be like him. I just want to sit down and just, no matter what's going on, just raise my head occasionally as I'm laying there and kind of look around, and then somebody pats me on the head and says, hey, good boy. And then I want to do that. So, anyway, but I'm also with Brian DeVugo.
You know, it only took only an hour, and you've gotten really close.
It's that master's.
I got to get over
it. It kicks in toward the end.
Man.
That's right. And nobody's laying here around me. So I learn faster if, you know, if the stress is on. Not a lot of stress here. But she heads up the horticultural program, and Brian is one of her students, a veteran, by the way, who has found this, that was pointed to this by the VA as maybe a vocation or a job or a profession that would appeal to him, and it has dramatically. Okay, now what is this nursery you're going to start?
So we're starting a nursery. It actually came out of all of the work that we're doing on the Shasta College campus and our need for a lot of plants to replace the landscaping that's being tore up and around the new building. So as you know, we have a bond measure that's really fueling a lot of construction on campus. But we decided to kind of expand that and make it open to the public. And so we're actually currently open. We're open Friday mornings from 8 to noon, and that'll continue. And then by appointment. So we're really focusing on native plants because there's not a lot of nurseries around that you can get native plants, the California natives. And so a variety of native trees and shrubs and perennials. And then also we'll be growing things like vegetable starts. We have a certified organic nursery, so we do a lot of certified organic vegetable starts. And just a lot of other plants. Like right now we have a lot of perennials and just regular landscaping trees as well as the native plants. So
okay. Wow, that's a lot of cool things. And
yeah.
And people can come in there and take advantage of that.
Well, and what's really exciting to me is that the college has given me a loan to kind of really start this going. And we have a part-time nursery manager, and then I'll be able to hire students to work there. And so Brian right now is one of those students that's working for me. And so horticulture students will get hands-on training in a real job situation, so where they're working in the nursery.
Great. Okay, Brian, let's get back to you. A veteran that's into this, into the horticultural, because it has touched all your buttons, the right ones,
exactly,
instead of the wrong ones. Okay, so we talked a little bit about this, that you can go almost anywhere after you get your degree here. Is that correct?
That's absolutely affirmative. The trick is finding the right route. Like I said, the industry is so big, it's so big we can't even see it. So you have to reach into the right areas, talk to the right people, and that starts with your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that have already gone out. They've tested the waters. They've had a few of the different flavors out there. They know where they can point you in that direction. And then once that's done, your name is out there. You are a resource. You are a non-expendable resource that is wanted and coveted.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful feeling that is, to have that education to back you up with all the hands-on training, too.
Well, you know, somebody asked the question is how much, you know, if they passed the bond here in Shasta County, and I think it's for Tehama, too. They wanted to know how much went to veterans. And I don't know that, and I'm not going to ask them because this isn't their purview. But I am going to say is they have this is one that Brian is, I'm looking here, as a success story, as many other veterans are, that have been pointed in a direction and are now working in a profession that is something that they're going to be able to use the rest of their lives. And I can see the type of person Brian is. You're going to have your own business at some point here, where you can do what, as many veterans are entrepreneurs. Because we're tired of having people tell us what to do. You know, I mean, it's just this. And now we can make those decisions that we rise or fall on what we do. But you need the training to do that. Unlike the radio business, where we knew absolutely nothing when we got into it. And we don't even want to get into those things. But you've got a background now, Brian, of not only just service to our country, but you're going to have that strong background in doing something you love, and you're going to know how to do it, which is the best thing. Do you get into the business side of this at all, Lemoyne?
We do. We cover, in several of our classes, actually, we cover kind of the business part of, you know, what do you need to know to run a nursery, or what do you need to know to have a landscaping company, or if you're going to become an arborist, you know, what kind of business setup do you have to have, what kind of contracts do you need to worry about, you know, and the legalities of things, and making sure that you have the right licenses and things to start your business. So absolutely, we cover all of that. We also talk about if they're going to become a certified organic grower, what kind of regulations and certifications they're going to need, and so mm-hmm. forth, so that they are in compliance.
Now, people, if you're looking at how to grow something in your yard, like, because I was talking to Lemoyne and Brian during the break, I just don't know. Maybe I'm not spending enough time, but I actually got the horse manure and mixed it all in, and, you know, for my tomatoes and. But I'm not, you know, those kind of things that people say, you know what, I would just like to be able to grow vegetables in my garden. You've got a class for that as part of part of your overall classes, but you have a class for
right.
that.
Right. Our organic gardening class is the class that a lot of students take to do that. The other class that students a lot of times take just to learn how to grow things is our nursery management class, which is in the spring. Because we cover all of, you know, everything from propagation to growing in the nursery and everything.
So. I have to ask this. The weed, which has become part of our society, do you have people coming in there, do you think, for that?
Oh, I'm sure we do. You know, it's another plant. It's exactly, you know, it has the same growing requirements as a lot of other things. I've had students that have graduated and gone into that industry and doing very well, so... You know,
well, I guess so.
The other area that's really taking off is the hemp industry, which is growing for CBD oil.
It's legal. That's
on a federal level as well as state.
Yeah.
And so a lot of, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in there, and students are really interested in that.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is, again, another class, Peter. Thank you so much for bringing in something that a facet of Shasta College. And I'm so glad you brought Brian in. Because Brian gave it a total different look than if you had brought somebody in that had a different background than Brian. So this is the type of thing that veterans can get into. But people of all persuasions.
Well, and I really appreciate our veterans. A lot of times they've had that life experience where they know how to work already, and they are really motivated a lot of times to learn things and. So
they've got a lot of life experience. They're, like you said, they're motivated to learn. They're so many of them are entrepreneurs that want to have their own businesses and
absolutely.
or have a skill that they can transfer from spot to spot. Also, especially the younger ones, where they can say, "Hey, I can work in the North oil fields. I can work down in Texas. I can work in Colorado." Horticulture. I imagine you can work anywhere that there's plants.
Absolutely.
And be able to step into something and take over a nursery.
Well, a lot of these big cities like New York and San Francisco and stuff mm-hmm. are actually putting in a lot of green roofs. So
sure.
even when you think, oh, I'm in a super urban center, there's nothing around, somebody's got to take care of all those green roofs.
Yeah.
So there's a huge need for it.
I could just see, I would love to see Shasta College get really involved with the city, because the city wants to beautify downtown. Well, how do you beautify downtown? How about growing trees on the corners?
Plants.
How about flowers? How
Absolutely.
About all these different things? And I think this is something that Lemoyne, that I don't know if they've approached Shasta College, but maybe it's something you all need to approach them and say, hey, we've got a crew out here that can beautify this town.
We've talked about some things and, you know, of possibilities of what we could do. We were actually talking about, could we employ some of the homeless to actually help take care of them or do something?
Why not?
And give them...
Give them a job.
Give them something to do and... So,
okay. Bring them back into our society. Okay, Shasta College, Lemoyne Waite, and Brian DeVugo. I'm sorry, Brian.
Nah.
Thank you for your service, young man. I think that you have found your profession here.
I happen to agree.
Great. And Lemoyne, thank you so much because obviously your leadership is, which Brian has talked about several times, is reaches out to a lot of different groups of people.
I try.
All right. If you want to learn how to grow tomatoes and other veggies in your yard, there's classes out there in organic gardening and other that you can take probably as an audit class or just for that one class. All right. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have with us Megan Daly talking about why she's running for the 1st District. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Deny green cards to many immigrants who use public services such as Medicaid and food stamps. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House says enforcement of new rules is aimed at making sure that non-citizens